From the newsroom at news.com.au.
G'day, I'm Andrew Bucklow, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Friday, the 22nd of January. We'll start in the US, and President Joe Biden has unveiled his plan to tackle the country's COVID-19 crisis. Officials said Mr. Biden would immediately sign 10 executive orders to jumpstart the national strategy. More than 400,000 Americans have died from the virus so far. Meanwhile, ousted President Donald Trump spent his first hours out of office in a fruitless search for lawyers to represent him at his looming impeachment trial. With his personal brand increasingly toxic, Mr. Trump is reportedly struggling to find good representation after his former high-profile legal team turned down the opportunity to defend him at his trial for inciting the deadly Capitol incursion. In other news, Emirates has announced it will resume passenger flights to Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane less than a week after cancelling them. There'll be flights from Dubai to Sydney from Monday, to Melbourne on Tuesday and to Brisbane next Thursday. Emirates previously suspended flights, citing operational challenges in the face of coronavirus restrictions. And oh boy, here's a freaky story. A Queensland mum was horrified when she discovered a stranger had been living in her roof. The woman said she'd noticed things were out of place in her home for several months. She arrived home from an appointment early on Monday and found a meal of half-cooked chicken nuggets on the counter and immediately called the police. Now, they discovered someone had been living in her roof for quite a while, and police are now using forensic evidence to try and track down the intruder. No thank you. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To showbiz now, when former Weekend Sunrise host Basil Zemplis has revealed he thought he was being groomed to take over from Koshy on Sunrise. Zemplis hosted the Weekend show for 2 years before quitting in 2019. That's around about the same time Koshy signed a contract extension to stay on Sunrise. Speaking on Triple M, Zemplis, who was based in Western Australia, said he thought he was in line for the top job.
I never was ever told you will take that job after David.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I guess there was a sense of expectation that, well, if they didn't kind of have a role for me,
yeah,
they wouldn't be flying a bloke from Perth every weekend.
Finishing with sport now, and one of the international tennis stars who complained about hotel quarantine in Melbourne has now tested positive for COVID-19. Spanish player Paula Badosa is the first female player on the tournament's roster to have a confirmed case. Over the weekend, the world number 67 complained about the quarantine rules for the tournament and criticised her hotel room, saying she has no windows and no air. And do you want the chance to win $1,000 each week? If so, all you got to do is play the daily quiz at news.com.au/quiz and the cash could be yours. That's it from the newsroom. I'll be back in the afternoon with another update.
Your update from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.